Alex.
My girlfriend Chloe and I had been together for just over a year. Soon after we met, I told her that I didn't want to get married or have children, and she seemed fine with that. But then Chloe began to talk about moving in together. I tried not to discuss it, and we went on like that for a couple of months. Then one afternoon, it was the 29th of February, Chloe invited me to her house. When I arrived, she was making a bracelet. I sat down and she passed me a box which contained some small beads with letters on them. When I looked into the box, I realised that the letters spelled, "Will you marry me?" I was horrified. I didn't want to embarrass her, so I started putting the letters on the bracelet thread in the wrong order. I made words like owl and yellow, but then she started crying. So we went out for a walk and she explained that the 29th of February only happens once every 4 years, and it's the day when, traditionally, women can propose to men. I didn't say anything and went home. I felt awful. It's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and I didn't see her for 3 days afterwards. But we got over it, and we're still together. We're not married, but who knows? Maybe in a few years' time I'll propose, and Chloe will say no.
Emma.
When I first started going out with Tom, I was completely in love. He was 10 years older than me, very good-looking, and he had been an Olympic athlete. He was also a really lovely guy. In theory, he was my perfect man. But after 2 years, our relationship became very difficult, so I decided to end it. Not long afterwards, Tom phoned me to say that he wanted to meet at the cathedral. I thought, okay, fine. When I got there, Tom was waiting for me outside. He was holding a bottle of champagne and a bunch of flowers. And then, before I had a chance to say anything, he got down on one knee and proposed. He gave me a necklace, not a ring, a necklace. Then a crowd of Japanese tourists rushed towards us and began taking photos. Tom was down on one knee and I was looking white and shocked. It was awful. I asked him to get up and explain to him, in front of all the tourists, that we were not together anymore and we were definitely not going to get married. We left the cathedral, and as I was walking with him to the station, Tom said he had hoped that if he proposed to me, it would solve all our problems. But it was never going to work. We're not together now.